News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, we are joined in studio, just gone 10 to 8 here in News Talk Breakfast, by Dr. Stephen Behan, Insight SFI Research Centre for Data Analytics, DCU, and the DCU School of Health and Human Performance. Stephen, I hope you don't make your friends use the full title when they meet you. You're here to talk about this fascinating study you've done in DCU. Run us through just the headline figures in it. What have you found?
Yeah, so basically what we've looked at is fundamental movement skills and the proficiency of primary school kids right across the country. So these are just basic movement skills. And the idea being stuff like running, jumping, throwing, skipping, stuff like that. And the idea being that if we don't master these at an early age, that we might find it hard to take part in more complex sport-specific skills.
Okay.
So if you take, let's say, someone catching a high ball in the middle of Croke Park, they first have to be able to run, they have to be able to jump, they have to be catch, and then there's someone tackling them trying to do that as well. So without maybe putting on the base, that foundation of these basic skills, we don't want to push them on too far for the most complex ones.
Let's talk about the most basic then, maybe running, basic running. What have you found?
Yes, we found that one in four can't run properly. Now, people might be listening thinking, of course they can run properly. But what we do is we use a really simple test just to look at some basic things to see if they're doing them in the right way. So a simple thing like alternate arms and feet, running, stuff like that. And we found that just over 25% actually can't do it properly.
And that's, sorry, just to, I know you want to talk about it, but that is a remarkable figure for people listening, that 25% of kids can't actually run properly.
Yeah, and so we assessed from age 5 to 12, so the full range of primary school, and like you wouldn't expect maybe the 5-year-olds to have done it, but you would expect everyone by the age of 7 or 8 to have mastered the basics in a broad range of skills, not just running. And what we find is that these low skills can actually lead into and maybe a lack of confidence in it. So, for example, if we were in, maybe imagine we're 5 or 6 and we're in class and we're playing a game of football, and yourself and Shane are from sporty backgrounds and you're loving life, you're loving playing the match. I'm, let's say, from not such a sporty background. So you guys are used to the hustle and bustle and stuff like that, but you pass the ball to me. Ball hits my foot, bounces away because I'm not used to it, and the other team get the ball and score a goal. So a few things will happen. Firstly, Shane won't pass the ball to me anymore, but other kids...
He wouldn't have in the first place, but go on.
Exactly, but other kids will notice maybe that I'm not as good as Shane. I will notice that I'm not as good as Shane, and that then starts to think... I start thinking to myself, oh, why am I not as good? And then that happens once or twice, it's no big deal. But if that continues to happen over a period of time, it's maybe I don't really like football. Imagine then if that keeps going for maybe 5 or 6 months, then we're in a stage where I don't really like PE. And then years down the line, I don't like physical activity. So that's what we call a negative spiral of disengagement. And that can happen at a really young age. So that's what we're trying to do, is raise awareness around this.
So 1 in 4 running, it gets even worse than, I suppose, when you get more complex motor skills. Kicking a ball, 1 in 2 can't kick a ball properly is what you found. Less than 1 in every 5 can throw the ball properly. Is the point of all this research to be able to inform people, I suppose, teachers and coaches, at those young ages, that look, don't worry about the example you start with. Don't worry about getting the 5-year-old to practice fielding a ball as if they're in the middle of Croke Park. Just get them to run around and get their motor skills working. Is that it?
Yeah, look, what we're looking to do is produce physically literate kids. Okay, so physical literacy is not just the fundamental movement skills that we're talking about, but also develop that motivation and confidence for them to be active, not just in any sport, but for life. Okay, so you mentioned throwing there. So if they're not able to throw that basic skill, how do we expect them to take part in an activity that involves throwing, like so maybe rounders or baseball or whatever it might be? So what we want to do is just to get kids, teachers, parents, coaches to focus on these basic skills, developing them at a young age and pushing forward. And look, there's good news here. Like, it's existing research and our own pilot studies have shown really promising results in improving these fundamental movement skills and developing their confidence as we go through it. There's loads of free resources online. The GAA, Dublin GAA websites, the PDS-TPE have fantastic resources for improving fundamental movement skills. So what I would say to parents is, don't be afraid to use it. I like to say, when we think about how we teach people to kids how to read, we don't just give them a book. We teach them the alphabet, the sounds of the letters, how to form words, sentences, etc. It's the same for movement. We start with the basics and layer it upon layer, and then all of a sudden, and providing them with a broad range of skills that allows them to be active in whatever sport or activity they wish for life.
Oh, look, it's absolutely fascinating stuff, and thanks a million for coming in this morning to talk us through it, Dr. Stephen Behan, Insight SFI Research Centre for Data Analytics and DCU in the DCU School of Health and Human Performance. The mouthful, Stephen, as I said, thanks a million.
Thanks for having me.